You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Braille Eye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille Eye is a pocket-sized portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ain't no stopping us now. We got the groove.
time is it in the United Emirates?
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the second hour. We are live from Orlando, Florida, and I mean live, real live. What do you want, Lynn?
Michael and Kelly.
Yes.
What do you think about playing your inspirational song, Kelly, and use that as the as your trivia?
Sure.
I didn't even introduce you. I was going to introduce both of you. I haven't even introduced you both.
That's all right.
Wait a minute, folks. I got to introduce you properly. Properly.
All right, properly, Harry.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The call in is 407-894-1680. To my right is my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Lynn, you there?
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour.
And to my left, Kelly James.
Hello.
Kelly James.
So, Kelly, why don't you tell the audience, the listeners, not the name, I mean, of course, and the singer, but why you chose this song?
So I chose this song. I just heard it about probably a week or so ago, and it's in a movie soundtrack, and I can't remember the name of the movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
No.
I'm asking.
I honestly.
Well, maybe we shouldn't tell that.
Yeah, I don't remember the movie at all. But it was, it just really, and this artist really, her songs really are relatable and just.
Well, let's play it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Folks, I was just corrected. Yes, sometimes I can be wrong. This is a trivia song, so you can call up 407-894-1680. This is a trivia song. I repeat, trivia, 407-894-1680. We'll play it a little bit more, and then we'll go to see who knows it. 407-894-1680. Who was singing this song? Trivia time.
Kelly was saying it reminds me of her, Liz. Same inspiration. Liz that called it before. Let me
know. Will I cross that line? See a line where the sky meets the sea.
That's trivia, 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? I don't think anybody's going to know, but
come
we'll
on,
see.
Young people.
They don't know it. 407-894-1680. If they want to know songs, they'll have to listen to my radio show on Sunday nights, 12 to 7, 12 o'clock in the afternoon to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 1580. Now we're going to have a radio show.
Wow, South Florida is hip tonight.
Yeah. All right. Who's on the line?
Chris, you want to say who's on?
I have this very energetic, exciting young man that's on the phone line. He just called me up. He said, hey, how you doing? I know everybody in the studio, but one particular person he really knows is Kelly. His name is Justin from Weston, Florida. Hey, Jess.
Oh, that's Elaine's son. Oh, hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on?
Do you know who sings that song?
Yeah, that was from Moana, the movie.
Yes, sir.
The singer is Alicia Cara.
Alicia Cara, yes.
How do you like that? You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Woo-hoo!
All right. $10 gift card. Give your name and address, and we'll send you a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Thanks for calling in, Justin.
So, how
hey,
did,
thanks.
Oh, so he knows about the show from his mama.
Right. So okay. I had given him the info. Justin is also an author. So yeah.
See, it pays to listen. It pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
What type of author are you, Justin? What do you write?
I wrote a book called The End of the World Delusion. This was back in 2012 when people were worried about the Mayan calendar. So I put together a book saying, hey, there's nothing to worry about here, guys.
I got to look that up.
Well, the thing is, if the world ends, who cares? I mean, the world's going to end. We're not going to be here anyways. Right. Like, why is everybody preparing for the end of the world?
Let me go to the store and buy some water just in case.
Exactly.
Hey, man, people were really freaking out and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was funny, Chris.
Well, Justin, to be or not to be, that is the question, right?
We'll give you a name and address off the air so we can send you the $10 gift card.
And keep on listening every week, okay?
Yeah, keep on listening. You might like the show. Yeah.
All right, hold on one moment, Justin. Don't hang up. And I got another caller.
Hopefully
I got another caller coming in.
Our guest caller calling in, I hope. I hope.
Okay, so who is it?
He's taking the call.
Hey, folks. Starting November the 5th, we're going to have another show besides this show. It's going to be called, that's a good name. We don't know the name's going to be. I'm thinking of a good name for the show.
Is this your oldie show?
Yep. From 12 o'clock in the afternoon till 7 o'clock at night every Sunday on a different station.
How about old Michael?
1580.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
Not to interrupt Michael, but Dennis from Philly has a question for you. Right, Chris? Yeah. Okay, got it.
Hit it, Dennis.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I want to tell you something. First of all, my philosophy in life is if you don't succeed the first time, try again, and don't give up. And if you have a problem, I don't give up. I call somebody if I can't solve it myself. And I get a plan of action, and I do something instead of sitting around and moping and having a pity party and call somebody or call a store, and I solve it if I can.
Exactly.
Now, I'm trying to guess your age by your voice. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Are you under 30?
No, I'm not.
She's over 30.
You're over 30.
I'm 35.
Dennis,
don't fall for that, Dennis. I'm telling you, don't fall for that.
Are you married, Dennis?
Huh?
Are you married?
No, I'm divorced.
Oh, you're single. You're a single guy.
Oh, he's hitting on you, Kelly.
All right, so wait, hold on. We're gonna have to hit a new segment in the Blind and Beyond
dating game.
The Blind and Beyond date match.
Michael, is that your new show?
We need it. Where's
anyway,
that music from the old dating game?
You've done a good job.
Thank you.
Anyway, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Dennis. She's done a great job. She's doing. All right. So, are we going to, let me see, we going to break soon?
Yeah, we're going to break.
I thought so.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hold on, Justin. I'm coming to you.
Do you realize that in only a few years you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignedforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED forall.com.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactile cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stamped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Braille Eye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille Eye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Welcome back. This is your host, Michael, and we're live from Orlando, Florida. Call in 407-894-1680. Now listen to this. We have a guest, and I mean a guest, all the way from the other side of the world. That's right.
We do. We are so excited to welcome the guest of the hour. We'd like to welcome, and please correct me if I'm wrong with the pronunciation, Abdul Rahman Ghazal from Braille Eye, and he's calling in from the United Arab Emirates. Welcome, Abdul Rahman.
Welcome.
Thank you, guys. How are you doing today?
We're fine.
You're coming in loud and clear.
How amazing is this? This is so amazing.
So tell us.
Yes.
Tell us, please, what
tell
you're
doing.
Tell
us about Braille Eye and how you got involved.
Yeah. Basically, what we do, as you said in the commercial, that we have a pocket-sized device that converts any text into Braille with a vibration system for anyone who wants to read anything. So, for example, you're going to shopping, you have a book that you want to read. So you direct Braille to it, and then if the character is are not in the side of the camera, then the device will tell you to go right or left, upside or downward, so you get the clear shot and get the information that you need to read in Braille. So that's the case of using Braille Eye in the market.
So if you go to a supermarket and you want to buy something, you read it in Braille, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you read the label in Braille, you read the bill after buying the product itself in Braille, you go to see a menu, you get the menu, you put Braille Eye and read it. So it's different case scenarios.
Oh, I got a question. Can it read a menu too in a restaurant?
Yes.
It can read a menu in a restaurant. No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. So it's in Braille. So that means nobody will know that you're actually reading it because you're in some Braille. So if you do it, right, you take a picture of the menu, nobody will know you're reading the menu. Is that correct? Because only you know you're reading it because you're reading it from Braille.
Yeah.
So
that's fabulous.
Is it a Braille display?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It's a Braille display.
How big? What does it look like?
So basically, what kind of mobile phone you have?
I have an iPhone 6.
Yeah, so it would be the same size.
Okay. Oh, it's so small then. Wow. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can
it's
put it in your pocket and go and read. Yeah. So what the reason that we've made it with such, shape is that you can put it in your pocket and you can go and use it anywhere at any time. And for the visual impaired. So basically what we, as normal people, we go and get a photo of a minion and we'll put it in social media. So we use our mobile phone. So it will be the same thing. You use your Braille display that we have in the product. And then you can get a photo of a menu, like it's a normal photo, and then you can read it. So it's not very different cases.
That's something. Tell us more about it.
So if you go to a supermarket?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell us more about it.
Yeah. Do you have a specific question for that?
So does it fold up? I mean, how does it... When you take it out of your pocket to use,
mm-hmm.
does it fold open? How does it work?
Like a flip top?
No, it's basically the same case as a mobile phone. So imagine that the mobile phone itself, in the top, you have a refreshable Braille display, and at the bottom of it, you have a camera. Mm-hmm. So you get a photo by the camera, and then it will be equivalent and... Braille language.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to know, can I call you Abdul Shur for short, or is it Abdul Rahman?
It's Abdul Rahman.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, how soon does it translate to Braille? Seconds, a minute, or?
Seconds.
Very,
very few seconds.
Is it grade 2? Grade 1 or grade 2 Braille?
What does that mean?
What do you mean by grade?
So there's different, so is it contracted Braille or is it?
Well, there's different types of Braille?
Yes. So there's grade 1, which is just the letters. And then there's contracted Braille, which is grade 2. And then there's UEB Braille, which I don't even know.
Oh. No, it's actually an advanced Braille. It has abbreviations and it has the letters itself. With the technology that we're using, it's for about 40 countries, 40 languages.
So it's universal.
To be converted to Braille.
We have another listener that's calling in, has a question for you. We'd like to welcome David. Hi, David. You have a question for Abdul Rahman?
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Howdy, guys and girls.
David from Orlando.
Abdul, I'm very excited. Appreciate you calling in. And the product sounds fantastic. I'm a big promoter and user myself. And finally able to afford a really cheap display. I've always been interested in OCR software. And when I got my first computer, that reason for buying it originally so that I could read my own mail and stuff like that. So my question for you is, with the display, how many cells, I don't know if you've already covered, but I'd be interested to find how many cells and all. what type of OCR you're using, because it sounds like something that it's hard to do without once you get it out there. It's nice to have something like right we've got it where you can scan stuff with us, but be able to put into Braille is all that better and easier for me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, so we had an idea of having a barcode filled and Braille. However, we decided to change it and about 25 cells of Braille, because if each cell is really, you know, small, so the device can handle more and more for the Braille cells. We use the OCR technology, yeah.
So it's a smaller cell than the standard Braille cell then, right?
Sorry?
Is the Braille cell that you have on your machine, is it a smaller size than the typical Braille cell, or the same?
No, it's the same typical Braille cell.
Okay, I got you. So, I mean, from what I'm hearing, I would think you probably couldn't do too much more than 25 cells before it starts getting bigger, you know? The portability of it gets, the larger the thing gets, so.
Actually, the proof of concept that we had had a bigger cell, and we did not get good feedback from, you know, people with vision impairment buying this here. So that's why we didn't want you to, you know, feel any difference with from the normal point of view from the other devices. So we made it the same, you know, size of a Braille cell.
Gotcha.
So that's why we needed that.
Very good. Well, I'll be excited to check it out. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful product. So,
thank you.
I would love to be able to be there to check out the demo.
Thank you so much. If you're really interested, you can send me a personal email, and I can keep you updated with that.
Okay, I did jot down your website, so I'm going to go on there.
David,
for sure. Sorry.
David, I'll send you his email.
All right, cool.
Okay,
that'd be good.
And you can touch base with him.
All right. Thanks a lot, Abdul. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you so much, sir.
Abdul, we'll put it on our website, so this way anybody
it's already there.
It's already there, ready?
It's already
good,
there.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. And I put that they should write to Hope. I hope that's correct. Hope at Braille Eye.
Yes.
Is that okay? Okay. Good, good.
Yeah,
so
sure.
That's easy to remember. hope@brailleye.com. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's on our website as well.
Yeah. If anybody else has any questions, call in quickly. All right.
You
want to
call now. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And you can ask any question now.
So you're calling from the university right now? Are you a student? You're not a student.
Actually, I'm an entrepreneur. So.
You're an entrepreneur. Okay.
Yeah, I'm studying as well at the university. I'm a senior, and we are about six. We are all in the university, but we're doing our business startup in this period as well.
What day is
it? Basically,
It's Monday by you right now,
it's
correct?
It's Monday by you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're
it's Monday.
It's Monday.
4:20.
4:20 in the afternoon?
Morning.
Oh, in the morning?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So it's 4 o'clock in the morning where you are, Monday.
Are you listening to this, everybody? Wow.
Yep.
I think we have another caller for you, so if you don't mind, Chris will get this person
yeah,
on.
Sure.
Okay. You have somebody else first, Chris? Okie dokie. Hold on.
Hold on the line.
We have Shirley from Dayton, Ohio.
All Shirley right. from Dayton, Ohio. Ohio's on.
Hey, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Say hi to Abdul Rahman.
Yes, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Okay. We were just looking at your website, and I would like to get your email address if you want to give that out. You said you had a personal email address that we could write to, but it talked about pre-ordering it on your site, but it did not give any type of a price for this unit.
I believe they're still working on it.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sure he'll tell you.
Do you have any approximate idea what it's going to sell for at all in the United States?
It's actually because it's, we have different conditions for different countries, so we couldn't set a specific price for that, but it's not going to cost much.
So
he'll tell you in the email, Shirley.
So you stay in touch with the show. Look on our website and contact him or contact the radio show as far as our website, and you'll learn further about how much it's going to cost and everything else.
But it will be affordable.
It's really affordable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you going to give your email address out so we can write to you?
Yeah, it's A. Dot. GHAZAL. At.
Now, can you spell your last name again?
I'll tell you, Shirley.
Shirley, get it from Lynn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will read it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, does anybody else? Do you have any other questions about it, Shirley? You must to know a little bit more about it.
Well, I was just, I'm not sure that I heard him say how many cells were going to be on it when it translates.
I think he said 25 to 40.
I'm a sighted person, so I would like to know for some of the other people out there, too, that might not be blind, what exactly are you, what you're asking, Abdulrahman? Is it mean, how many characters? Is that what
yes.
it is? How many, and you're calling it cells, so it's how many characters?
Well, because a braille display
right.
Translates, when it translates the characters,
uh-huh.
you have, you know, a braille cell for each character,
I
basically.
See. Okay.
Yeah, and we have about 25 to 40 cells that we are working on it. So, and you, as you said, each character is one, each one cell. So, yeah. That's the ideal case of the cell.
Are you going to be demonstrating it at any of the shows coming up in the United States? Like in January, there's an ATIA conference in Orlando. Do you know if you have plans to go to any of these kinds of shows to actually demonstrate it?
We have, a timeline for that. Actually, there is an international expo here in Dubai, in the UAE. It's called the Accessibility Expo. So we're going to have a part of that. And definitely we're going to be a part of the January event as well. So we'll be showing the final product, and people can actually use it, and then they can order from us.
Okay.
Well, thank
okay,
you, Shirley.
Thanks,
right.
Shirley, for calling
thank
in.
You. Anybody
thank
else?
You very much, and I'll say hi to Kelly and everybody else.
Okay.
Take care.
Shirley.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
So it'll be part of our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to know more about it,
let's look at the advertiser page. It's there. The link to Abdulrahman's website, Braille Eye, it's right there. So, all right. Any other questions, Kelly?
No.
Okay. Wait, we have another caller. So before he leaves, let's see. We have one more caller.
Like, I don't know what part of the country they're calling in from.
Well, we look forward to meeting you in January. We'll meet you in person.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because it's in Orlando, right? And we're in Orlando.
Where are they calling in from now?
Okay, who else do we have? Let's see.
All the way from the sunny side of the beach, we have Miss Judy from Port Orange, Florida. Hey, Judy.
Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Judy. Do you have a question for Abdulrahman?
I do.
Good.
I don't know if you've answered it because I had to turn my radio off as my phone. What is the price of the Braille Eye?
They're still working on it. They don't have a price yet. They're still working on it.
It will be affordable. That's what we know.
It's not out yet.
Is
yes.
this Judy
I'm
or
excited.
Jody?
It is affordable. Jody.
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 Jody. Hey, Jody. How are you?
Hey,
this
Kelly.
Is my friend
good.
Jody.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Do you have any other
You're
questions
welcome.
About the Braille Eye?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. If you keep on looking at our blindandbeyondradioshow.org, it'll be more details there, especially the price and everything else, when he has a price.
All righty. Well, is there anything else you would like to tell us, Abdulrahman, before we say goodbye? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure you would like to get some sleep.
just to remark that, anyone who's interested of getting Braille Eye or have any inquiry about that, they can email us directly, and we're going to be more than happy to help.
Okay.
With any questions they have.
All right. Well, thank you so much for staying up in the middle of the night to call us and join us on the air. We really appreciate it.
Thank you again.
Thank you for hosting me.
You're
thank
welcome.
You
thank
so you. Much.
We'll be we'll
in
be
touch.
Talking again. We'll be in
all
touch.
All right. You take
you'll come
care.
Come on again. Probably
say hi
right.
to say hi to Faraj.
Yes.
All right. No
okay.
worries.
All right. Bye bye.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
A company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aid.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And by the way, if you want to look us up on the web, it's Blind and, don't forget the A-N-D, and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show or any show in the past, you can get us all on the web just by going to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us about a PSA or anything else that you want to write to us about, it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Lynn?
Yes.
What do you want to say,
I wanted to give everybody Abdul Rahman's email address. It's very simple. So listen up. Get your Victor stream readers on or whatever you're going to record with. Okay. It's just a.ghazal@BrailleEye.com.
You got to repeat that.
I will. a.ghazal. So it's Ghazal. At BrailleEye.com. And BrailleEye, just so you know, is spelled BrailleEye.
And don't forget to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond
Absolutely.
Radio Show.
And you can always write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and I can give you the email again. And
the phone number to call in, by the
caller.
Way, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I believe we have a caller on the line.
Let's defer to Kelly.
Yes. So this is my dad from Vermont.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, I was actually at one of your live shows.
Yeah, the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
This is Rex. Hi,
it
Rex.
It is.
So I want to ask
Kelly how challenging it was for her to learn how to snow ski and water ski.
Snow ski and water ski. So I started snow skiing when I was about 5. When we lived in New Hampshire, we lived right near a ski mountain.
Oh, I'm jealous.
And I had private lessons. And actually, I did meet another blind girl around my age. I only met her that once, though. She was totally blind. And we had ski lessons together. I remember her name was Lauren. And we had ski lessons together. And I had a vest on that said blind skier.
Oh.
And I had... I can't remember if I had a tether or not, because I could see a little bit. So I had a private instructor too, but I would go skiing, and then I would go skiing with my family. And the worst was the J bar, though. You had to like stand up straight and hold on to this bar, and I hated it because I always fell and it would like knock my teeth and.
Oh my goodness!
But the chairlift was a lot better. But it was a small mountain, family mountain. My parents worked there. My mom worked at the ski school, and then I never did snowboarding.
How far from Boston is this?
It was New London. What, 2.5 hours?
Up in Boston?
Yeah, about yeah.
Yeah.
What city did you say?
You said New London.
New London, New Hampshire.
New London, New Hampshire. I'm from New London, Connecticut.
That's true.
Really? Wow. Yeah, it's funny. We actually moved from New London to Ridgefield, Connecticut, and people thought we were talking about New London, Connecticut, and we weren't. But
I never knew there was a New London, New Hampshire.
Yeah. And then the water skiing, I think I learned how to water ski when I was in middle school. We have a family home in Ringe, New Hampshire, which is about an hour and a half south near Massachusetts, near Winchendon, Mass, on Lake Monadnock.
I'm sorry, what name?
Lake Monominock.
Lake? I can't even
say
Indian
it. Name.
I know, I can't say it.
Native American name, I should say, right?
And I think I was about 13, and I used to tube when I was a kid, go tubing behind the boat. I preferred that. I didn't really get the hang of. I didn't really feel comfortable water skiing until I was about 13. So but it's fun. When the water is right, when it's flat and it's warm enough. I'm a wuss when it comes to cold water. So
Actually in Connecticut they had a camp where they would teach blind skiers to go over water ski jumps.
In where? In Connecticut?
Yeah, we almost signed you up for that, but it sounded too scary for me, so I didn't sign you up.
I never knew that. Well, I did do a camp. I did a couple of sports camps. I actually, speaking of extreme sports, I did a camp in Lake Placid called Adirondack Experience, and it was... They did a week for the boys, visually impaired boys, and a week for visually impaired girls. And it was the end of August, so it was kind of chilly up there, the North Country. And we did low and high ropes courses. And you can't really adapt that for people who are blind and visually impaired. It's the same as it is for sighted people. You know, people describe things, you know, where the rope is and whatnot. But you're pretty much, you know, I... did Tyrolean traverse over 30-foot gorges, 40 feet, and that was fun. We did it. I've done it. I did the camp in the winter and the summer, so that was really cool. And you know, high and low ropes courses with other people with varying degrees of vision loss, and just some team building exercises.
So Rex, what's nice is that you encouraged Kelly to do all these sports activities.
Yeah, the rest of her siblings are all active and. She didn't shy away from it.
Amazing. All right.
Well, anything, thank you very much for calling
thank
in.
Thank you for calling in.
Anything else?
Well, I could see you guys. Maybe we'll see you next time I'm in Orlando.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That would be very nice.
Thanks for calling in, Doug. Well,
thank you, Rex.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Love you.
Rex was calling in from Grafton,
Vermont.
Yeah,
what she
Vermont.
Said. She said she loves you.
Yeah.
I think he hung up.
Well, he can listen to the podcast, as I heard you say. He'll hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
all
listening.
Right. Now we have Ashley calling in from West Valley, Utah.
Oh, my friend Ashley.
Is it Utah
Ashley
or Vermont?
Utah.
We have VT and now UT.
Ashley. How's
Ashley,
it going?
Ashley, you there?
She
Ashley?
Called in the Mother's Day special.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
I remember that. Yeah, on Mother's
Day. Are you visually impaired?
Yes. I am totally blind due to retinopathy of prematurity.
Oh,
the same thing. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Ashley has two kids that she homeschools that are blind as well from Bulgaria.
Yep. Our son just got home about a month ago. So
Ashley,
our lives have been awesome and crazy at the same time.
Yeah, she was a
she
calling
was a guest
for the Mother's Day
yeah,
special.
I remember. She was
Sheila
a calling
did the
guest.
Interview.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Ashley and I went to Louisiana Center for the Blind. That's how we met. And then she actually went to Florida Atlantic University. So we kept in touch because we were both in Boca Raton at the same time. So Ashley's a great friend, and I need to get out to Utah at some point, and we need to go driving on the Salt Flats.
We're going to have, I'm not sure, probably sometime in late November, December, the doctor, right, honey? They're going to have a doctor talking about RP.
Yeah. Well, they're going to try
RP or ROP?
No.
Oh, RP
no,
is different.
He's an expert in gene therapy for RP. Yeah,
that's
genetic.
Different. Yeah, yeah. Retinitis pigmentosa.
She's talking about prematurity. That's different.
Is different right. than
it's
ROP.
Yeah.
That will still be interesting, though.
It will be very interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank
you
much for calling in.
If you ever wanted to come visit, you should definitely come out. I can show you all the Utah's a really pretty place.
Yeah, I've seen your
think
your
you'd
pictures.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ashley, for calling in.
Yes, keep on listening.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
You too.
Thanks
for calling.
Spread the word about the show.
Are we going to go to trivia now?
Wait, let me see. What, 8:48?
Yeah, we've got
where
a trivia. That'll be the last one.
We have 2 minutes left to this segment.
Oh, let's go to trivia right now.
Okay.
407-894-1680. Lynn chose this one. You notice I didn't choose any
I
want to
hear
show.
As much as we can of this
407-894-1680.
They could
who's
call in after the break.
Who
I
was singing
the
song?
Ooh, I like the beach. Christmas rock.
1985.
I like this song. Who is it?
Thinking of the fear I've had so long. When some
going to break. See you on the other side. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Call in if you have the answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Do you realize that in only a few years you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VotecDesignedForAll.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stamped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in if you want to call in. And by the way, I want to talk right now about Polaris. Polaris, the Navigator. What's the initials on the Navigator?
APS.
Right, you tell them, Kelly.
APS?
APS.
APS.
But not GPS, APS.
What's it stand for, Kelly? Do you know?
Accessible Pedestrian Signal.
Oh, and wow, she wins a prize. Yes. There you go.
Anyway, in order for you to be safe and walk across the street where you live, if you are visually impaired and blind, well, you can do it. That's right, you can do it. All you have to do is call your city where you live and call and ask for the, which department do they have to ask for, Lynn?
It's their local traffic engineering department.
Your local traffic department.
Yes, sir.
Wherever you are, mm-hmm. If you're in Philadelphia, if you're in Chicago, if you're in Ohio, wherever you are, and they should do it. Once you ask for it, they put up Polaris Navigator, is where they put on your sign, wherever you're going to cross the street,
signals.
They put audible signals. So you cross the street, it'll tell you safe when to cross and so forth, and it's no charge to you.
All right.
And they're not going to put it in unless you ask for it. So ask for Polara Navigator APS.
That's correct.
Did I say it right?
Yes.
Good.
Okay, and I want to remind
everybody. By the way, if anybody's calling in right now, you got to call in now for
well,
the last
better,
trivia,
407-894-1680.
Who was singing that last song, 407-894-1680?
Well, remind me to keep 30 seconds so Chris can tell the answer before we go off the air. So I wanted to remind everybody that next week, the October 29th show, almost Halloween, we're going to have a ton of fun with co-host David Hillebrand and his wife, Brenda. And Brenda and I are candy lovers, so I know we're going to be having fun. Right, Brenda? And Jim Pasquinelli, owner of Home Care Assistance Orlando, will be joining us in the studio. And our friend Marty Schultz will be calling in to tell us about blindfoldgames.org. And by the way, if you write to Marty at blindfoldgames.org, he will give you a coupon for a free game, the game of the month. All
if
you have
say,
to do
is say Blind and Beyond right. Radio Show. You heard on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and he sends you a free, listen to the word, Free. Question,
and
no
you just
game.
Can't beat that.
It's just Marty.
Oh, you copied Gary with the can't beat that.
Marty at blindfoldgames.org to get your coupon for this month's game, as Kelly said, for free. All righty. Well, Kelly.
Yes.
Did you have fun?
I had loads of fun. I can't wait to do this next time.
Even though I didn't bring dessert.
Yes. Oh. I'll bring dessert next time.
Okay, you do it, girl.
So who sang that song? Since nobody got it, we'll tell the answer. Who sang
Chris
it?
Wants to tell the answer. He loves this song.
Nobody called him?
Nobody.
This was one of those songs that I had growing up that I used to listen to via my mom. I was just a young buckaroo back in the time.
That's right.
Okay. But it's a great song, and he has simply other. Did you know, Mike? I got a trivia for you, Mike. Did you know he covered another well-known song, If You Don't Know Me By Now?
Is that
yes,
right?
Yeah.
I know it.
He covered that song as well.
I can't
well.
Believe all the hits it had. Uh-huh. 1985 to 2010.
Red. Can I get? Oh, is that it?
That's it. Simply Red is his name. Yeah.
Simply Red?
Well, his name is really, I wrote
his
it
stage
down.
Name is Simply Red.
Yeah.
But his no. real name.
You have it? Did I write it?
I'm trying to remember.
I have it on my clock. Where is it?
Red Auerbach.
Where's my clock?
Red Auerbach.
No.
Red or
no. R-E-D. His stage name is Simply Red. I can't think of his real name because I remember the interview that he had on.
Ask Siri.
Who is she?
How's your baba?
Siri?
Yeah, I don't know Siri. We met before?
Wait, it's not on the clock? Funny. I thought I wrote his name.
No, it's not. We'll get it. I'll let you know. Let you know.
Well, folks, it's been real. Thank you to Miss Kelly James for coming on board. Thank you, Chris Shaw. Thank you, Lynn Golder. And I want to thank you for joining us all. See you next week. Stay
His
well.
His name is Mick Hucknall.
Mick, that's right, Mick.
Mick Hucknall.
Thank you all. Stay well. God bless you
Have
all.
Have a good week.
Bye,
good week.
Everybody.
Talk to you.
Last week of October.
Thanks,
Be
Kelly.
Here.
Thanks, Chris.
Stay
Thanks,
tuned
Michael.
For next week. That's it. Gotta go. Bye.